getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Old-time records, polka music, and whatnot. For the next hour, here on your radio or your web stream or your podcast or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to us this week. Glad to have you along with us. A lot of interesting stuff in the show this week. Couple of records that are just so Minnesotan that you out-of-towners may not even be able to stand it. Those of you that are listening to the show across the country, here in Minnesota, people are going to dig it, but you might be going, what are they talking about? It could be a whole new experience for you. Just a couple of records I stumbled upon this week that I was like, whoa, those have got to go on the show this week. So be prepared for a heavy dose of Minnesota culture coming from the Great White North, where I'm looking out the studio window. I could be out looking it too, over the white, as the snow has added up over the last few days and the sun shining upon the whiteness is extremely bright out there. And I don't know what that means to anybody. It means we have to start Christmas shopping. And it also means that I should reach up here and get the official Mackie body and glass calendar that has been here all year and tear off that page to November. I'm a little behind on that heavy responsibility of mine, so that when I glance up here, I have some idea what the day is. You know what I mean? So anyway, yeah, we're getting like halfway through November already, if you can imagine that. Yikes! Won't be long. It'll be Thanksgiving. Then it won't be long. We'll be sneaking the polka Christmas records into the show. Holy cow! Now, I hate to start the show with controversy, but I have a record. It's the You Name It Polka by Marshall Lekowski. Nothing wrong with that. You Name It Polka, Marshall Lekowski. But inside the sleeve that the 45 goes in, it's one of those little things like you put in a jukebox. You know how, remember the jukeboxes had the 45s in them, and you had those little cards you slipped in with the little red and white frame around them, and the names of the songs and the bands were in there? And this says, the You Name It Polka, and the flip side is the Orchard Lake Waltz. Both are accounted for here on the little slip that goes into somebody's jukebox 40 years ago. And in the spot where the artist goes, it says, the Lekowski Brothers. The Lekowski Brothers. But the record just says Marshall Lekowski on it. So apparently Marshall wanted to hog all the credit and just put his name on the record. And the jukebox place put the Lekowski Brothers on the little jukebox title strip. I don't know what that means, and I guess it really doesn't matter. I'll just play the record.
We'll play it. By the name of Joe comes to work, he's too darn slow. We know a gal by the name of Hannah, she's got a nose like a big banana. We know a gal by the name of Dee, she smokes like trash machine. We know a guy by the name of Frank, he's got a belly like a German tank. Up in the morgue, we know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is Bert and Fizz. We know a guy by the name of Tate. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake. Bomb. We
Ah, there you go. And it says Marshall Lekowski on the record, but the little jukebox slip says the Lekowski brothers. So whoever it is, that is the You Name It Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. We just got a pile of them for you this week. We're just going to power our way right through them. We're going to sock it to you. Which sets us up for this next record. Here's the Naturals. I believe Whitey is on the vocals on this one. We'll check when we're done because the record's going around. It's making me dizzy. This is the Sock It To Me Polka.
I had my first drink tonight. Sock it to me. Bartender, go easy, please, on the mix. Tonight I feel good, so please, sock it to me. I'm out to paint up to town just for kicks. I had my second drink tonight, sock it to me. I fear that last drink went right to my head. So I asked for another drink, sock it to me. I know that I'm stiff and ready for bed. Sock it to me. I know that it's time to quit, won't be long. Bartender, make me one more for the money. For the show, everyone sing along. I had my last drink tonight, sock it to me. Bartender, don't give me one for the road. Somebody just take me home, sock it to me. It's true that I've really got me alone.
It to me, the Naturals. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. It is. It says right on the record, vocal by Whitey. So way to go, Whitey. There you go. On the Sock It to Me. It's the Sock It to Me 2 polka, actually, it says. There must be a 1 version somewhere. Now I want to investigate and find out. But there you have it. Here on the Oompa Hour. Now, I told you this week we had a couple of records that were just so unabashedly Minnesotan. I mean, this just drips with Minnesotan-ness. And I don't believe it's ever been on the show. We got a guy around here. I don't know if he's even around anymore. This record's 40 years old. Jimmy Jensen is the man, the singing Swede. And in fact, up here, you call him Jimmy Jensen. You don't even call him Jimmy Jensen. He's Jimmy Jensen. And up here in the North Country, and maybe other places too, there's a product that is made, especially around the holidays, known as lefse. It's basically potatoes all smashed flat into stuff, and you smear bread, butter and cinnamon and whatnot on it. And sometimes lefse gets kind of a bad rap. And he originally did this record with his accordion. And the record I happen to stumble upon, he's doing his song with a full country band behind him. So technically, maybe this isn't even an old-time record. But to me, it's an old-time record because I see the album cover in my head with Jimmy sitting there with his big old accordion on. And I have seen a million people dance to this record over the years. So for those of you that want a little taste of Minnesota music, here is Jimmy Jensen and Just a Little Lefse.
Just a little lefse will go a long way.
Yeah, here.
Gives you and your yes, yeah. Most all of the day.
I'm on the way.
And I'll put that on your menu. You'll be here to stay. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Lefse's good for many things. We can give you proof. For tiling on the kitchen floor or patching up the roof. People sometimes use it have souls upon their feet, and some folks think it's even good to eat. Just a little EFSA will go a long way. Gives you indigestion most all of the day. Then put it on your menu, you'll be sure to say that just a little EFSA will go a long way. Leif Erikson once had a boat. It was a leaky scow. He said to beat Columbus, we got to leave right now. The boat was leaking badly as it neared the USA, but he plugged the holes. Your EFSA saved the day. Just a little EFSA will go a long way. Gives you indigestion most all of the day. They will put it on your menu, you'll be here to say. Just a little EFSA will go a long way. If you know what EFSA is, then you can understand. It looks and feels like plastic, and it tastes like plywood. We don't know who invented it, we don't know who's to blame. But if you're Norsk, then you eat it just the same. Just a little EFSA, oh, it'll go a long way. Gives you indigestion most all of the day. Put that on your menu, you'll be sure to say. And just a little EFSA will go a long way.
Aha, Jimmy Jensen, just a little EFSA here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That particular recording done with more of a country style, obviously, but the original record I have someplace that I didn't want to go find. He's doing it with his own accordion, and it's a little more old-timey, but you can still dance to it, for Pete's sake. Anyway, there you go. Here in the Oompa Hour, got another incredibly overload-the-top Minnesota song coming up for you here in a little bit. Want to remind you, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, there are many ways to do it. You know, you have smoke signals, Morse code, flag signals, whatever. But I recommend email, oompahour@aol.com would be one convenient way to do it. Or our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or perhaps the telephone at our hotline, 218-259-2985, to which you can also send a text message with those little smiley faces and stuff. That's 218-259-2985. So you need to remember all that if you want to tell us anything or request a song or a dedication or whatever you might like to tell us. All right, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks over here on turntable number one. It's the Baby Doll Polka.
Sweetheart now. Don't you cry, my baby doll. Don't you cry, my baby doll. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
Baby doll, there's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We always play nothing but records here on the old Oompa Hour. So, hey, you might hear a scratch now and then. You hear me putting the records back in the sleeves all the time. You hear that? That's the sound of a 45 being put back in its little paper home for safekeeping till the next time we want to play it. Polka Dots coming up. Want to tell you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. They are dedicated to the accordion, the concertina, the machines, the music, the history, the instruments, the repair thereof, the performing on. They do all it there. All it. They do all it. They really do. On Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. The world's only concertina and accordion repair and technician school. Beautiful concert hall, concerts, jam sessions, educational seminars, history, paperwork, memorabilia, a gift shop. Check it out. Put it on your travel plans for the future. You know, a lot of people don't want to come to northern Minnesota and up along the north shore of Lake Superior in the wintertime. But it's beautiful. You might want to bring a jacket, a great big fat down jacket. Nonetheless, check them out online and give some serious consideration to paying them a visit. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All the information you want is there. A bunch of photographs, too. You can kind of do a virtual look around and then go, oh, I've got to see it in real life. So have a look. worldofaccordions.org is where you find it. At the Old Cafe is the name of this one. That's Old Cafe because it is spelled O-L-D-E. Old Cafe. Here's the Polka Dots. That is the Polka Dots at the Old Oldie Cafe, O-L-D-E. I don't think it's a classy title. I don't know. At the Oldie Cafe. Polka Dots, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And the next record just happens to be on the same label as the waltz that we've been playing every week for the last several months. And I think that's odd because this is not a very common record. It's like North Star Appley, A-P-P-L-I, North Star Appley. I don't understand. It's from Appleton, Wisconsin, anyway. And in fact, I'm going to get the other record ready to go. It's going to be two records from the same company back to back on the show this week. Because every week we are playing the old style waltz by Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. And those of you who are regular listeners already know that and probably sing along with. You hoist your glasses and belt out the song with them. So that's coming up. But first, by a different act completely, but on the same small little record company out of Appleton, Wisconsin. This is Johnny Prill, and it's called Polka Radio.
Polka, polka. Polka Radio. I turn on the radio, I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturr, man, he can play. And Eddie B, I love the way he sings. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Boys, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sure sound grand, I love Renata's all-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Filler's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
There you have it, Johnny Prill there, Polka Radio on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, the very definition, actually. This is Polka Radio, wherever you happen to be listening to our show this week, up to, what do we have, 25 stations now. We picked up another one over the last week, so polka music spreading far and wide here, and of course on the interwebs and streaming and all over the place. So now every week, you know, on the show, we've been doing it for a long time, and I never count it as the show's official waltz. We always try to have one waltz in every show. And we do not count this as our official waltz, although it is a waltz. Although I encourage you to sing rather than dance, perhaps do both. It's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. Let's hear you sing with now.
Ah-ya! I love for an old style waltz, played by that old style band. Style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. Round and round we'll whirl. Mid hearts but is full of cheer. We'll swing passion way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. What's it? This is an old style waltz. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old style waltz played by an old style band. Try this old style waltz and you will agree it's grand.
Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra again, and the old style waltz. It's Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. And man, I got nothing to complain about again this week. Things are going pretty good. Grandson's growing up. I got a lot of other grandkids, but only one lives nearby. So we see him all the time. All the other grandkids are hundreds and hundreds of miles away, so we rarely get to see him. So we get to actually watch him grow up. What is he now? He's like a year and... July, May, what is this? November, July, August, September, October, November. He's 16 months old now. And he's just a hoot, I'm telling you. The kid is, he's smarter than I am sometimes. Oh, man, yeah, he and the cat are not getting along, though. But anyway, so that's what's going on around here. Little Wally and the Polka All-Stars over here. It is the Hello Stash Polka. That is Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars and the Hello Stash Polka, and a very well-worn record it was. But hey, it still plays, so it's a good record for us here on the old Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, I do not believe that we have played it by Whoopi John before. I have the laughing song up. I believe we'd normally have it by Jolly J. Patterson. I do not recall the Whoopi John version. We may have played it. We've been doing this for years now, and hundreds of records have gone past these turntables, but this one is not sticking in my mind as one we've done. So let's make sure we do, huh? It's the laughing song. It's the Whoopi John Wilf Hart Orchestra.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy, and my pappy called me Foo. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. I used to know a little girl many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. She was fat and clumsy, oh, she weighed about a ton. But she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Off the fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
Yeah, Whoopi John Orchestra and the Laughing Song here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was looking to see if Bob Burghardt doing the singing on that one. All right, there you have it here on the Oompa Hour. And I was so busy laughing at that one, I forgot what I put over here on the other record player now. What the heck is going on? Oh, that's what it is. Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Remember, that was a big hit for who? Like Vic Damone or somebody. Back in the 60s, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Remember that? Maybe it was Bobby Vinton. No, I could. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, but here it's done up polka style by Benny Bach and his orchestra. Well, there you go. Red Roses for a Blue Lady, not normally heard as a polka, but it is here on the old Oompa Hour, I'm telling you. Benny Bach and his orchestra, and the Oompa Hour rolls right along. Now, I told you we had a couple of records this week that were overly Minnesotan in nature. And you already heard Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede, but now we have Bobby Arrow, the Finlander. Because that's another one of the major ethnicities up here that we hold dear. And Bobby Arrow was a disc jockey even further north up into the state than we are. Way up north there. And you just talk about him and you start talking with an accent. It's weird. And back in the 50s and 60s, he was quite the radio guy. Had a very popular radio show north of here. And he made a bunch of records that he put out on his own record label. And they sold, you know, like Lefsa around here. And not so much nationwide or anything, but he was pretty well known. And he kind of invented his own language called Finglish, where a combination of Finnish and English. And Highway Number 7 is up that way where he lives. And he had done three different songs about Highway Number 7. They were all, you know, called Highway Number 7, like Number 1 and Highway Number 7, Number 2. He even went over to Finland and was greeted by throngs of people that just thought he was fantastic. And I think that this recording is from an appearance in Finland. I'm not 100% sure. He only went over there once. It's Bobby Arrow, A-R-O, is how he spells that. And if you want to look him up, if you go to the YouTube thing on your interwebs and type in Bobby Arrow, A-R-O, and look for, there's like an hour-long documentary that the one of the TV stations, I think in Duluth, did about him. And it's fascinating to watch. It's very entertaining. And this record's a little beat up, like most of them are, because the people that bought these records played the dickens out of them. And I just think this is kind of fun. It's the number 7 Schottische. It's the Highway Number 7 Schottische. And here we go with Bobby Arrow.
Well, here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now.
When I'm feeling pretty high, from the gully I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. And when the kappa's all closed tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kala mojakka, sometimes riskryni purova, in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. So I don't want to take you away, Kaya. It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Not the yks, kaks, kolme, or the nelje, viis, kuus, but the highway number 7. Ja, ja.
Oh, we are very diversified in the show this week. Bobby Arrow, that's A-R-O, by the way, and the highway number 7, Schottische, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie, so yeah, Bobby never lived long enough to see things like the internet. I'm sure he would have been amazed with that. I'm telling you, how did I lose a record sleeve? There it is. I try to keep the records organized when we're doing the Oompa Hour here. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, and they're going to do the Ski Waltz for us.
Thank you.
There you have it, Ski Waltz there. And Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Long time from springtime now. We have winds gusting like 30 miles an hour today. The wind chills below zero. It's nasty out there. So we are not thinking about springtime. But I thought, you know, I probably could still play the springtime polka, don't you think? Why not? It'll warm us up a little bit. The Harmony Kings here and the springtime polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you have it. That is, who is that? The Harmony Kings. You forget after a while. I'm looking, it's a purple record, and I'm like, purple record? Yeah, Harmony Kings, Springtime Polka. Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Still a few more tunes to get into the show today. The Dynastics are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's see if we can't get a couple more, maybe three more polkas in here if I am efficient about it. The Dynastics are over here. Let's have them do the Shoeshine Polka. And there's the Dynastics with the Shoeshine Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you with us for another week, spinning the old-time records like we do here on the show. And maybe one more song. I don't think we have time to get two more in here. Yeah, it's going to be pretty close. I don't know. Maybe if I shut up. Johnny Dino and the orchestra. This is the Tijuana Twirl. All right, we can get one more in here. If I just shut up and roll it, it's got to be a Whoopi John record because that's the last one I had on the stack. It took me all night to get home last night.
Along the Vincent, it's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night, but I had a wonderful time. It's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night, but I had a wonderful time.
That's Whoopi John and the orchestra there, and it took me all night to get home last night, and I look over here at the little clock on the wall, and the little clock tells me that is 13 o'clock, and I think that means it's just time to get a new clock. No, it means the OPA Hour is out of time for another week. My goodness, how time flies when you're dancing around.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We shall return to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.